Chaucer is held up around the turn. Hypersonic racked off, and Proper Rogue makes a line of four around the turn. Proper Rogue goes to the front from racked off. Montenegro Man down the outside at the 100. Proper Rogue, Montenegro Man, and Rear down the outside. Melodian's getting through late. Proper Rogue and Melodian driving. Photo, Proper Rogue beat Melodian. Montenegro Man third from Rear. And then came on the inside, Gennadian.
Very tight photo. Matty Hill doesn't often go the wrong way, but it was Melodian just to the inside of Proper Rogue that had her head down on the line, and her trainer, Charlotte Littlefield, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Charlotte.
Thank you. It was a great win.
You were terrific and emotionally invested on racing.com post the victory and the events of the morning, and the engagement of Damien Lane to ride her sort of created a bit of stress for you during the period of the day. For those that weren't able to take in that vision, from the time that you had to engage Damien Lane in the morning, take us through how that unfolded and your thoughts during the day.
Oh, well, it's always last minute, isn't it? It's always down to the last wire, so... it was 7:29 a.m. and we thought, yep, this is great. We've got Damien Oliver on board. All the owners are ecstatic. You know, he's got a champion jockey and he's going to ride around the valley, and it was very exciting. And then Hypersonic got a run. There was a last-minute scratching, and all of a sudden everything was thrown into chaos. So we did get the call-up from Damien Lane prior to the race, but obviously we've never really used Damien before, and... we haven't used Damien Oliver either, but you know, we knew he was another specialist, so we did ask him if he could also ride, and there was a bit of a delay of him coming back to us because I think he was busy doing something else. So we were sort of left for a little bit without knowing if we had a jockey, and I contemplated scratching going to Sandown the next day, and had a little moment where I thought, oh, the stars aren't aligning, let's just forget about it. But thankfully Damien got back to us in time, and the other Damien jumped on board, and we got the chocolates.
And just to explain to people who may not know, with Damien Oliver being engaged on the fifth emergency, I think it was, in Hypersonic, the engagement for Damien, for your horse, Damien Oliver, that is, was probably contingent on that Hypersonic didn't get a run, that it was on the understanding that if Hypersonic did gain a start, that he would be committed to Hypersonic?
That's exactly right. That we didn't think there would be five scratchings from a Saturday race at Rennie Valley. Obviously now there are six emergencies to try and get the field back to full sizes. And so for not 1 minute we thought we'd be losing out. But yeah, it happens. Obviously you scratch your horses for lots of different reasons. And yeah, it's just always at the last minute, isn't it? And that's the thing for us. When you sort of get your hopes up, and at 7:29, scratchings are at 7:30, so you're sort of pretty assured at 7:29 that you're going to get that jockey on board. So, but anyway, it's something you have to deal with. We've dealt with it before, and just not when you're taking your best horse to the races at the Valley on a competitive day in a 14-horse field when you sort of need someone that's going to know the Valley well.
So you've had the full range of emotions prior to the barriers opening. Take us through your thoughts as the race unfolded.
Look, I know this filly sort of has a very strange racing style. She loves getting back. She's always got her ears pinned back. So to some, it may look like she's struggling from the get-go. And she sort of travels with her tail up in the air and almost like the rudder up in the air. It's quite unusual, her style. And she's only 15 hands. So, but we were pretty comfortable where she landed. She wasn't right at the rear of the field. I was pretty happy that she had a few behind her. And she looked like she was really travelling up to the turn. And when Jamie Carr rode her to her victory and also her second place, where she was just narrowly beaten, she always said, you know, she just loves this track and she really travels. And she always travels so strongly to the corner, and you just know that you've got a horse underneath you. And we could see the same pattern unfolding. But then obviously he got held up a little, well, not really held up, but faced a barrage of horses' bums coming around the turn. And I think at that point we thought, nah, she won't get out. There's too many good horses in this race, and a lot of horses had momentum, and she didn't really have that momentum building. But luckily for her, the gap opened and she burst through, and she got there right on the line. I think she wasn't winning before the line. She wasn't winning after the line. I think she's just got a... For the size of her, she's small in body and stature, but she's got a really long head and nose. So she just stuck it out at the right time.
And fortunately involved in the ownership as well with Darryl Shearer, a number of his family and others. Tell us about the ownership group involved with Melodeon.
Yeah, great ownership group. We've got Darryl Shearer, who's a photographer, and he bred her and he sent her to me as a just broken two-year-old filly, and she rocked up and I thought, crikey, what have we got here? A glass Harmonium chestnut filly that's about 14 hands. And just looking at her initially and having the first few rides, you know, you didn't really think much of her. And it wasn't until we sort of got her to that first race start where we still didn't really have an opinion of her. And she really surprised us in that race and really leaves everything for race day. But great group of owners. We actually posted a funny video on Facebook. The owners took a video of him. I think he might have had an inkling she was going to run well, and just videoed them celebrating, well, watching the race and celebrating, and posted that on Facebook. We've had a lot of views and a lot of fun with that, and just really captures how passionate the whole ownership group are and the passion of racing. And it's just so much fun to have, obviously, a horse racing and a horse winning at the Valley.
What do you do with her now?
That's the million-dollar question, because we looked ahead not thinking she would win yesterday, just purely because second up she'd only had one really light jump out, first up over 1,000, which she's never been over. So we thought it was the next run she needed to propel her forward to third up where she'd be really competitive. So she'll obviously go up in ratings now, put her out of that fillies and mares 70 grade and probably against the boys as well. So we'll have a look at the calendar. We'd love to keep her back at the... Actually saying that, we had a brief look, obviously, last night, the 22nd of August. There looks to be a four-year-old nut mares race. So potentially keep her fresh, back to the 1,200, back to the Valley.
Stables had a good run of it with, you know, not huge numbers in the last week or so. The last three runners you've saddled up have been winners, Yankee Lou, Prince Albie and Melodeon. You've got to enjoy that wave and ride it when you're having that success, Charlotte.
That's exactly right. We were having a pretty bleak time before that, just lots of seconds and thirds. And, you know, we were asking, what are we doing wrong? And we haven't changed anything. It's just the way the wheel turns, isn't it, in racing. And, you know, we've sort of, I think the year we had last year, we had a few horses that probably had come to the end of their campaigns, and now we've got some exciting new horses coming through, and we've got a great association with Grand Syndications, and they're sending us a few more horses now as well. And, you know, we've certainly got lots to look forward to, and having three in a row probably bolsters the stable a bit more. I'm hopeful that we'll get a few more owners interested in a couple of new ones that we've just purchased. So we're also looking to purchase one at the Magic Millions sale early in the week. So hopefully we'll have lots to offer for new clients coming on board.
Congratulations on the way you've got the stable ticking over, Charlotte, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Oren.
Charlotte Littlefield with the win of Melodeon.